He was born on a dirt-poor farm near Durham, North Carolina. Poverty and hardship defined his early years. From those humble roots, James Buchanan Duke rose to unimaginable heights, becoming one of the wealthiest industrialists of the 20th century. Through tobacco, railways, textiles, and hydroelectric power, he transformed the Carolinas. He would leave a philanthropic legacy rarely seen in the American South. Yet for all his accomplishments, he shunned publicity. He rarely gave a public speech. As one reporter wrote in 1922, "John D. Rockefeller is as well known in Ocracoke as he is in Wall Street. Henry Ford is a sort of a household standby in millions of homes. But this Tar Heel, nobody knows." For thousands of years, here, on the almost endless plains of East Africa, a ritual is taking place. It is rooted in an age-old instinct to survive at all costs. This is the Great Migration, the largest terrestrial movement of animals on planet Earth. The story of how Caravaggio's The Taking of Christ ended up at the National Gallery is just amazing. Caravaggio painted it in 1602 on a commission from a wealthy Roman family. The painting depicts Judas betraying Jesus to Roman soldiers with a kiss. Caravaggio liked to put himself in his paintings. Well, why not? There he is, up in the right-hand corner, holding the lantern. There were a number of copies made of The Taking of Christ, but they were by students or followers of Caravaggio. The original, by the master himself, went missing sometime in the late 18th century and was presumed lost. For 200 years, that is pretty much the way things stood. Until in 1990, the Jesuit priests in Dublin decided to spruce up their Leeson Street residence. The superior, Father Noel Barbara, thought that as long as they were getting new carpets and drapes, they might as well give their old paintings a wee scrub, too. And he called in Sergio Benedetti, a conservator at the National Gallery, for advice and help on how to clean the paintings. Benedetti was an expert on Italian painting, and he immediately became curious about a large, dark painting that hung in the priest's dining room. It was a copy of Caravaggio's The Taking of Christ. It had been given to the Jesuits in 1930 by a woman who was grateful to the priest for the comfort and solace that they had given her after her husband's death. She had bought it in Edinburgh for what would today be about $1,000 or less. When Benedetti began to remove the thick layers of varnish and soot and dirt, apparently there wasn't a lot of dusting going on, he began to see the telltale signs of Caravaggio's distinct technique and his dramatic use of light. Benedetti was convinced. But he brought in experts, Caravaggio experts, from all over the world. And they too examined the painting. It was agreed. This was no copy. It was the original, which had been thought lost for 200 years. The Jesuits were flabbergasted. This painting that had hung in their dining room for 60 years with no one paying it much notice was now the subject of worldwide attention. They were told that at auction it would fetch upwards of $60 million. But Father Barbara was concerned that if it were sold, it would likely leave Ireland. The Jesuits did not want that to happen. So they made a very generous gift of the painting to the National Gallery, where it is on indefinite loan. From the priest's dining room to the walls of the National Gallery, where it is a huge draw, and millions of people have come to see this priceless painting.